Today is the third Sunday after Easter. We also commemorate the octave of the feast, Solemnity of St. Joseph. St. Joseph, the patron saint of the church, has two feast days in the liturgical year. In each year, we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph on March 19th. But because this feast falls during Lent, the church instituted the Solemnity of St. Joseph, which we celebrated this past Wednesday, and the octave is for this week, and today we commemorate the feast of the Solemnity of St. Joseph. The epistle to be read today for the third Sunday after Easter is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims to refrain yourselves from carnal desires, which war against the soul, having your conversation good among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by the good works which they shall behold in you, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be ye subject, therefore, to every human creature for God's sake, whether it be to a king as excelling or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of the good. For so is the will of God, that by doing well you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not as making liberty a cloak for malice, but as servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. For this is thanksworthy in Jesus Christ our Lord. In the Holy Gospel, it's taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." Then some of his disciples said one to another, "What is this that he saith to us, 'A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, because I go to the Father'?" They said therefore, "What is this that he saith, 'A little while'? We know not what he speaketh." And Jesus knew that they had a mind to ask him, and he said to them, "Of this do you inquire among yourselves, because I said, 'A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me.' Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But when she hath brought forth the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born into the world. So also now indeed you have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On St. Joseph's Day, that is March 19th, more than 225 years ago, hundreds of swallows flocked to the newly built mission of San Juan Capistrano on the beautiful coast of Southern California. At once the birds began to seek shelter in the eaves and steeples of the mission church. There they began to raise their young. They were everywhere. Several months later, in October, they left their summer refuge and headed out to sea. But the next spring, on St. Joseph's Day, March 19th, they returned to the mission, and in October, they left again. In fact, this has been going on, the same routine now, for more than 225 years. The birds come to the mission on the Feast of St. Joseph on March 19th, and they leave in October to travel far across the Pacific Ocean. This is amazing enough, but there's something else. The question that some have asked is, how is it that these little birds are able to survive their long journey across the sea. What enables them to reach their destination across the Pacific Ocean, over 6,000 miles, or to return to their summer residence at the mission of San Juan Capistrano? So after careful observing their behavior, it was determined how they were able to travel such a distance. And the explanation is quite remarkable. When the swallows leave for either their summer or winter destination, they carry a little twig in their beaks. When they get tired, they place the twig on the water, and then they rest on it. Although the twig is like a little cross for them to carry, without it, they would never reach their last destination. Now, the gospel for today is part of the discourse that our Lord gave to the apostles on the night of Holy Thursday, the night before he died. Christ knew that his time on earth was coming to an end. He knew that he was going to die on Good Friday, and so he wanted to encourage the apostles and to give them hope. And thus, on that unforgettable night, he gave the apostles one last discourse, one last instruction. So after instituting the Holy Eucharist, he began his discourse. First, he warned them of his coming passion and death, so that they would not be surprised when it happened. He told them that he would be betrayed and that then he would be put to death. Our Lord said to the apostles, "These things I have spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized." Secondly, he prepared the apostles for when he would no longer be with them. He then warned them that they too would have to suffer much, and that the world would in fact rejoice in their sufferings. But our Lord also comforted them. He told them that their sorrow would be turned into joy. He reminded them that their time on earth is very short, and soon they too would be with him in heaven. And thus he gave the analogy of a woman that is in labor. She has sorrow because she is in great pain. But when she has brought forth her child, she no longer remembers the anguish, but rather she is filled with great joy at the thought of her child being born into the world. And so you also will have sorrow, our Lord said, but it will be turned into joy. That is, in heaven, and even here on earth, in the midst of our trials, our sorrow will in fact be turned into joy at the mere thought of heaven. And this joy will last forever, Christ said, and no man will take it from you. My dear faithful, in the story of the swallows of San Juan Capistrano, we see a practical application of what our Lord teaches us in today's gospel. First of all, we must recognize the fact that we all have crosses. St. Peter of Alcantara says, "The Christian life is one long cross and one long prayer." And Christ himself told us, "Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall lament and weep, and you will be made sorrowful." In other words, we too will have many trials and tribulations in this life, but they should not be looked upon as only punishments for our sins, but rather they should be gratefully accepted as special signs of God's special love for us. For truly God gives those he loves many crosses. St. John Vianney, the great curé of ours, said, "The cross is the gift that God gives his friends. It is the guarantee of God's special love. Yes, a seeming contradiction, yet absolutely true. For our crosses are the means by which we will gain heaven. Just as the swallows carry that tiny twig on their 6,000-mile journey, and so too must we carry our cross on our journey to heaven. At times, the twig, I'm sure, becomes very heavy for the little birds, but without it, the swallows would never reach their destination. And so it is with us. At times, our crosses may seem heavy, but without them, we would never reach our destination. By bearing our crosses in union with Christ, we will reach our destination in heaven. Just as the swallows were able to reach their destination by means of their twig. And once in heaven, all our sufferings will seem as nothing compared to the joy that we will receive in the presence of God Himself. For true peace and happiness is only found in Christ. Christ tells us, "These things I have spoken to you, that you may have peace. And in the world you will have sorrow and pain, but have confidence. I have overcome the world." You know, crosses and trials are part of everyone's life. It doesn't matter how wealthy one may be, how many possessions you have or don't have, how healthy or in shape you are. It doesn't matter if you're Catholic or not. No one can escape from the crosses and trials of life. And especially as followers of Christ, we should not be surprised when crosses come our way. And thus, we cannot become impatient when we have a cross to bear. But rather, we ought to strive each day to bear our crosses patiently and cheerfully. So let us imitate our divine Lord and Savior by not complaining a thought or word, but rather be generous and willing to carry the cross, any cross that comes our way, to bear it for love of our Lord. If God became a man and died the horrible death upon the cross for love of us, what should we not do for Him? Nothing should be too much. And what we should do for love of Him is to keep His commandments and strive to bear the crosses of our daily life for love of Him. To bear the crosses of our state in life, to fulfill our duties patiently each day. And then one day, our present suffering and sorrow will be turned into joy, a joy and happiness that will last for all eternity. Lastly, let us honor St. Joseph, whose feast we celebrate today in the next few days. Go to him for his assistance in carrying your daily crosses. As St. Bernard said, that in heaven, Christ still obeys St. Joseph as a faithful son. Hence, Christ cannot refuse a request from this great saint. And so have great confidence in the powerful intercession of St. Joseph, the patron saint of the universal church. Let us go to him in all our needs. And when the cross seems heavy to bear, as St. Augustine says, always remember not only to think of the road on which you are currently traveling, but take care never to lose sight of the blessed country to which you are shortly to arrive. You meet us with passing sufferings, but you will enjoy an everlasting rest. And then you will wonder that so much is given to you for so trifling of sufferings and pains. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.